like God's action. It's like the Good Samaritan who saw a man who was in need. And because he was in need, there were a lot of religious folks, those holier than thou folks, who those religious leaders who pass by every day and expect to be elevated up. See, every now and then church folk want you to pat them on their back because of who they are. Maybe they can wave their hand and shout, but they sometimes forget that there's some work that has to be done in the field. But every now and then, we need to be a good Samaritan. Let me flip the script to those who don't know what a Samaritan is. A Samaritan is a half Jew. And all of the Jewish folks, all of the righteous folks, all of the folks who...
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
The First Evening Star Baptist Church, the Bayou Blessing, with Dr. Saron Williams Sr., the pastor, presents the second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion, featuring national recording artist Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes. Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes of Natchitoches, Louisiana, also starring the Junior Disciples of Big Cane, the Anointed Praise Singers of Grand Cane, and the Sensational Six from Lake Providence. The First Evening Star Baptist Church, the Bayou Blessing, 6511 Bayou Rapids Road in Alexandria, Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Tickets are $15, booths are $50. The second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion, featuring national recording artist Ron Lynn and the Concert Supremes, Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Don't you miss it. The First Evening Star Baptist Church and Dr. Saron Williams Sr. are both proud sponsors of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Junkyard Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Junkyard Party. It's only here on KAYT.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg with his brand new EP, I Gotta Work.
I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg, party with me.
We gonna party tonight.
You can leave.
Took everything.
Two-step.
See, I step over here, I step over there. Everybody doing a two-step everywhere.
for promo and bookings, 318-322-0683. Also 318-581-0560 or uncleugbooking@gmail.com. Uncle Ugg, the brand new EP, I Gotta Work. Uncle Ugg. KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
You just heard Travis Green and Stephanie Gretzinger with Good and Loved Good Morning on this hump day, Wednesday. It's February 19th, 2020, as we celebrate Black History Month this month. If you are ready for clue number three in Bible Jeopardy, I am ready for you. Here we go. Clue number three, put who is or what is in front of your response. According to Ezekiel and Jeremiah, what kind of grapes would set the children's teeth on edge? According to Ezekiel and Jeremiah, what kind of grapes would set the children's teeth on edge? Was it red grapes, green grapes, sour grapes, or new grapes? According to Ezekiel and Jeremiah, what kind of grapes would set the children's teeth on edge? Red, green, sour, or new? Now, just in case you need to look that up, go to Jeremiah 31 and 29. Get back with me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. You can always go to the Wade Hampton Facebook page or the Wade Hampton Show Facebook page and respond there as well. All right. Coming up, brand new Tarn Wells with Like You Love Me right now. Yolanda Adams with Be Still.
Be still, be still, be still.
I will never leave your side.
Good morning. What is your name?
My name is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Tell me where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Alexandria.
Well, thank you for listening to the Ham Camp this morning. All right. What's the correct response in clue number three?
What is sour grapes?
Okay, let's go. Go, go, go. Let's go.
The hits you love on your hit music station.
K-A-Y-T K-Q-J-O-F-M.
New music now.
Always something trying to steal my mood. My crazy thoughts trying to kill my groove. That's when I hear a voice whisper through the noise that brings a bigger picture into view. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every worry, every night, every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time. You would choose to set your eyes on me. It blows my mind to think that you would know my name, and I'm adored by the King of Kings. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every worry, every night, every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time.
Down one time, break it down two times. Hey, listen up.
Why should I worry? Why should I care? 'Cause nobody loves me, no. Like you love. Why should I worry? No. Why should I care? Every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time.
Going with your bad self. Brand new Tarn Wells. It's called Like You Love Me. Good morning. Welcome to the Ham Camp, the Wade Hampton Show. On KEYTKQJOFM, heard in Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com. We've been talking about truth, about miracles that will help you build your faith. You know, faith is the grounds for our experience of miracles. Also, the faith to experience miracles comes from hearing. But hearing must be followed by faith. You see, merely hearing isn't enough. We must have faith in what we've heard. Simply listening to a sermon isn't enough. Just reading your Bible isn't enough. Memorizing scripture is wonderful, but if you don't believe what you've memorized, it serves no good end. Reading theology books is wonderful, but if you never move beyond understanding to faith in what you've read, it profits you nothing. God doesn't reward us with the Spirit simply because we're smart or well-educated. People can know a lot about the Bible and can argue anybody theologically and never be a recipient of the miracle-working power of the Spirit. In both Galatians 3, 2, and 5, the Apostle Paul says that our hearing must be the sort that leads us to faith. In other words, we have to believe in, trust, and treasure what God has taught us and said to us in His Word. That's what pleases Him. That's what serves as the instrument through which He pours out His Spirit to us. We're talking about truth about miracles that will help you to build your faith. All right, on the way, we've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up and coming at you. But before we do that, if you had not already heard the correct response to Bible Jeopardy clue number 3, here we go. According to Ezekiel and Jeremiah, what kind of grapes would set the children's teeth on edge? Was it red grapes, green grapes, sour grapes, or new grapes? Now, three of them taste good, but if you went to Jeremiah 31 and 29, you would find the answer. And if you answered, what are sour grapes? You would be correct, my friend. What are sour grapes that would set the children's teeth on edge? All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after these important messages.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Attention pastors, ministers, teachers, and ministry leaders in the Leesville, DeRidder, Manny, Alexandria, and surrounding areas. The Vernon Ministerial Association is presenting the Oika de May Mini Bible Conference, Friday, February 21st at 7 p.m. and Saturday, February 22nd at 9 a.m. The Oika de May Conference will be at the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville. And the topics include mission, evangelism, apologetics, word study, and efficacious preaching and teaching. Registration is $25 per person. Pastor Frank Brown is available for pre-registration at 337-424-9669. Dr. Richard Jewell Rose is the president of the Oika de May Bible Institute. Dr. Carl R. Armstead is the president of the Vernon Ministerial Association, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJOFM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Are you tired and ready to give up hope? I know that sometimes when we're doing God's work, we can get worn out and want to give up. Maybe you are getting tired doing the work you believe God is asking you to do. Let me encourage you that your work is not going unnoticed. People are watching you and seeing how you are acting with grace, generosity, and love. And God is working beside you, turning every one of your actions into something more beautiful than you could imagine. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." To live hope means never giving up when you don't get the positive feedback or affirmation you desire. To live hope means being determined to keep giving and loving others, even when you don't get much in return. I'm Mark Smeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Today is Wednesday, February the 19th, 2020. We've got people who celebrate this day as the day they were brought into the earth realm, and they're still celebrating. Praise God. Let's start with Mr. Gregory McGinnis, whose birthday is today. Good morning and happy birthday, Brother Gregory McGinnis. Miss Tootie Marzette is celebrating her 33rd birthday this morning. Happy birthday to Miss Tootie Marzette. We've got Miss Demetra Lemons on the birthday list. Good morning to you, Demetra Lemons, and happy birthday. It's a happy 29th birthday for Miss Coley King. Good morning. Happy birthday to you, Coley King. Miss Tammy T. Allen Lucas is celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday to you. She celebrates her 46th birthday. Tammy T. Allen Lucas, happy birthday to you.